Next patient is Patricia Cotto. The last name is C-O-T-O. The first name is P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. This is the clinical case of an 82-year-old white female that has been referred to this office by Dr. Khurana, K-H-U-R-A-N-A, because of changes in the estimated GFR from May to September of the year 2022. Initial determination of the GFR was 42 and came down to 36 mLs per minute, period. The patient had an ultrasound done in November of 2021. There was no evidence of hydronephrosis. There was no evidence of calcifications. The size of the kidneys was not determined, and there was evidence of bilateral cysts. On May the 22nd of the 2022, the urinalysis was consistent with a specific gravity of 10-15, the pH is 7.5, negative for blood, negative for protein. There was leukocyte stearase and white blood cells, 10 to 20, no RBCs, few bacteria. Period, the patient has been in a stable condition, completely asymptomatic. She has a BMI that is 24%. To a physical examination, there is a little fluid retention with a PTNA1 over 4. That is apparently associated to the administration of gabapentin for the peripheral neuropathy, period. The patient has some degree of nephrosclerosis that is associated most likely to arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process. Period, we are going to reevaluate the case. We are going to order the basic laboratory workup, period. Seems to me that she has to change and decrease the sodium intake as well as the fluid intake and take the furosemide just in case that the body weight goes above 136 pounds. Period. The patient has understood the instructions. Number two, the patient seems to have a history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, period. During the present visit, there is no evidence of irregularities in the pulse, period. She is followed by the cardiologist, Dr. Siracuse, S-I-R-A-C-U-S-E, and according to the information given, the possibility of a Watchman procedure has been contemplated, period. My advice is for the patient to go back to the cardiologist for follow-up, period. Following number, arterial hypertension, that is under control at the present time is 142 over 64. Following number, the patient has a history of osteoporosis. We are going to defer the treatment of it to Dr. Khurana. Following number vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number that the patient has a history of hyperuricemia. And she's taking allopurinol 100 milligrams on daily basis. Period. In summary, this patient has CKD stage 3B. /A1. A re-evaluation of the chemistry and the urine will be done, and we'll see the patient in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We invested 20 minutes evaluating the referral, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation.